Good. Good morning. We have a nice short bath ahead of us. And we're holding on to Kufkes Amud Aleph. Actually, where are we holding? Kufkes Zayin. And even nicer, shorter bath. So we're holding on the, just to open it off, the last three words. Anamid Beis. Lefichach anachnu chayavim, when we go through the Birchas Hashir, and we say the normal of Anav Halleluka. Once we already speak about the Halleluka, we want to go into a little bit more detail in the nature of Sefer Tehillim Bechlal, the way that it's written, and the implications of the various formulae from which would begin the Tefillah. Samar Chistam Rabbi Yochanan. The word Halleluka, the word Kesya, which appears by Amalek, Yada Kesya, and Yedidya, which is the shame that is given to Shlomo, those words are meant to always be kept together. They're one word. In other words, they're not like ginger ale, you know. So it's Halleluka, one word, not Halleluja, praise, ka.
You could have said ginger ale.
I should have. So Rav Amar, so these three words. Rav says Kesya and Merchavya. In other words, that's supposed to be Aneni ba Merchav, ka? God, answer me broadly. Or is it a concept, Merchavya? So Rav says Merchav is also one word. Rav Amar, out of all of the above, the only word that is meant to be one is Merchavya. In other words, all the others, Halleluka, Kesya, so on and so forth, these are all separate words. Iboilu, it wasn't clear, according to Rav, who simply didn't according to Chista, he didn't mention Merchavya, so was he really, could have agreed, or was he specifically arguing, or just didn't address it? So Merchavya Rav Chista, might take, we don't know what his opinion is on this. Iboilu, how about Yedidya, L'Rav? What would be the din? Because maybe Rav was just coming to add. You say Kesya v'Yedidya, you could have said Kesya v'Rechavya, but I wouldn't argue on Yedidya. Tashmad, Yomar Rav, Yedidya nechalak l'shnayim. We can split Yedidya actually into two, in which case, if it's two words, then Yedid would be Chol, and Ko would be Kodesh, which means the friend of God. Iboilu, how about Halleluka? According to Rav, he never said anything about Halleluka either. What's his opinion about that? Tashmadi Yom Rav Chazina Tili Deve Chaviva Dechtivu Halleluja Bechad Gisa V'Kor Bechad Gisa. So I saw that my uncle Rubchia, his Tehillim, he had the word split actually into two, so that he would end a line with Halleluja, and then the letters Yud Hey would be on the next line. So clearly, he didn't hold that the word was one; otherwise, he wouldn't have been Mechalek in that way. So it must be that indeed, if Rav is quoting this, he holds that Halleluka is two words. In which case, you're supposed to say the Ka as the Shem Hashem. But this is not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Look at Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Don't Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my Halleluka. What's the meaning of the word Halleluka? Basically, it means the way the blacks say Hallelujah. In other words, it's a sense of praise beyond all praise. It has nothing to do with the Shem Hashem. Just like many praises, it has that rolling sound of praise. Right? So in which case, it only means this means rolling praise. Actually, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is reported as having said the opposite, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Ba'asara ma'amarot shashevach ne'emar sefer tehillim. We find, if you take a look throughout the Sefer, that there are 10 different Lashonis that appear in the various Tehillahs. And so you find Lam Natseach, that's Nitzuach. You find Nigun, the Ginot. You find Maskil. You find Mizmor. You find Shir. You find Ashrei. And you find Tehillah. So which is, of course, what we say all the time. Tefillah de Moshe, Bahoda'ah, and Halleluka. Godol mikulam Halleluka, shekolel shem v'shevach bevat achat. The greatest of these Lashonas includes the name of Hashem in the Hallel, in the Shevach Hashem, within one word. which means that he's saying that Hallelujah does not mean Hallelujah. It means Hallelujah. It incorporates Shem Hashem in the Hilulim. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Shir Shabbat Torah. Look, we know the author of the Shirat Hayam. I mean, it says, Moshe Yisrael Amru B'Sha'a She'alu Min Hayam. But we never give information, like, where does Hallel come from, really? Hallel is a Mi Amru. Because it's difficult to believe that it's just a conglomeration of Tehillim that were said as poems by David and never had a... They're talking about events that sound... You know, it sounds, I mean, it talks about the Yam. Yam, Rav, Yanos, and so on. It's speaking to the Yam. Malach HaYam. It certainly doesn't seem like it was more contemporary with events that were earlier. We'll see other reasons why we want to assume that the Tehillim is not the source of Hallel, rather just records Hallel together with various other things. We know David HaMelech certainly recorded other Tehillim, where he specifically says who they came from. So Asaf, or Moshe, and so on. So, what's the source of the Hallel itself? Neviim shebineim tiknu lehem l'Yisrael, sheomrim otom al kol perek v'perek v'al kol tzara v'tzara shelo tovo aleihem. So the Tanna Kamma holds that Hallel is a takana of the ancient Neviim, which is the Neviim that were with Klal Yisrael, even at Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there was a takana, early takana, that they should be said, this is a euphemism, on any problem that should never happen, you know, it's that Yiddish sound, oi, besonders wissen, meaning when it happens. So the Hallel should be said at each point where then is a gula, omrimato a gula tan. Tanya ya Rabbi Meir Omer, kol tushbachot amurot besifati lim kulan David Omra. The Lashon, all of the Shevach that we find in Sefer Tehillim was said by David. Because it says, very strangely, it says in the middle of Tehillim, it says the words, Kolut Filot David Ben Yishai. This is the end of the Tehillim that are written by David. But this is not even midway. It's like almost midway through the Sefer. I mean, if this is what it should say, it should say at the end, if it only means, and so do end the Tehillim. So say it in Tehillim Kufnon. That's what should end the Sefer. Therefore, it must be that it's not really saying ending, but rather kol elu. All of these Tehillim are actually said by David, unless clearly otherwise attributed. Hallel zeh mi amro? So Rabbi Yossi omer, Elazar b'ni omer. Rabbi Yossi quoted his son, Elazar, who says that Moshe b'Yisrael omru b'sha'a she'alu min hayam. The Hallel was said, as a matter of fact, at Kriyas Yamsuf, which makes sense when you see the actual words of parts of Hallel. So it's a mashma that it was contemporary with the actual Kriyas HaYam. And then they were mispallel, that power, you know, there was the whole question on the Yam, even though they had seen that they were saved and so on. So it says, Vayamru Bayam, that they were Chayshid, maybe the Mitzrum will also make it out of the Yam, and then we'll come and chase them alive again. So they were mispallel later, Lolano Hashem, Lolano, and save us, and so on and so forth, even though they had already seen the Nisayim. Yeah? But the truth is that his chaverim and the yeshiva don't agree with him. Chalukin alav chaverav, lomar shedavid amro. They say that actually it wasn't contemporary with the Yam. It was that David said it, Beruach HaKadosh, as if he was standing on the Yam. But the truth is that nirin devarav midivrayam, I think that my son's pshat, makes more sense. Because what are you going to say? That until the time of David, there was no Hallel. I mean, that's like saying that Avraham Avinu didn't wear a yarmulke. That's, you know, the riot. It must be that Avraham wore a yarmulke, because it's Vayashkim Avraham Baboka, but certainly wouldn't have gotten up and not put on his yarmulke. So here too, it must be that there was a Hallel before. I mean, you're going to try to tell me that Efshe Yisrael Shachatu Epischeyem, it's not possible. What did they do with their lulav if they didn't have Hallel? So it must be that they had Hallel. The situation demands a shira of some sort, clearly. So they're sitting there, they're shechting the government Pesach. So where's that shira? So you're telling me that Hallel was later. Okay, so tell me what shira they said. Why wasn't it preserved? That doesn't make sense. If we find a shira that matches Yetzias Mitzrayim perfectly. So obviously that was a shir that they said. What are you going to tell me that he made it up? Must be that he recorded it.
But according to Rabbi Meir, how will you explain that Tefillah LeMoshe?
No, I'm saying that, those that are, that's what I said, those that are clearly attributed, then that's definitely. Or others say that it means Dafka Tushbofes, which is a different, there's others are Tefillahs. They're not Shevach. Those that are attributed are definitely Livnei, whoever they are. So I mentioned before, either they could be Asa, they could be Benekera, be Moshe.
So Rabbi Meir don't mean that everything was...
Right, all of the stoma, in other words. Whatever is unattributed is David. Davar Acher is another reason why I think he's right. It doesn't make sense that he should have been Mechadesh the Halal at that time. Because Davar Acher, Pislo Shel Micha Omeid Bebechi, V'Yisrael Omrim Et Ha'alel, I'm asking you, does it make sense to say that at a time that we know that Pesel Micha was exceedingly active, and at the time David was exceedingly active, so he's going to create now a song, which everybody will sing, about how people that worship Avodah Zarah are cotton picking mines, and they should all turn into the same thing that Avodah Zarah is made out of. I mean, it wouldn't have been Mekubal, because I mean, well, people are not going to sing about themselves. So if it had been previously done, so okay, you know, people sing the same old songs while they're doing the same Yisurim, the song, the same message. Nothing, you know, nothing new about that. So now I could create a new song which people might even think about the words as they say it, you know. So that doesn't make sense. What this Bechi is interesting, because there's the tour guides today, and there's a very good svara for it. You know the town in Lebanon that's called Baalbek. Baalbek is, it's all ruins, but Baalbek was a famous center for Avodah Zarah. It's like a Baal. So they tiny that Bechi is indeed the place where Pesel Micha was, because it was in that area, in Dan, which is now in Lebanon. So they tiny that Baalbek, why did they take off the Baal? It's called a Bechi. It's not recorded clearly in Tanakh what the name of the place was. But I mean, because they wanted to use a lotion of Bechiah, of crying. So the other pshat, that it's not the name of the place, is indeed, it's a euphemism. That it's omeg bebechi, meaning it's like celebrated, and everybody's dancing around Pesel Micha. It doesn't make sense that they would say in the halal that they use for their celebrations, that they would use insulting words about the Avodah Zarah. So it could be it's both, or it could be the name of the place is indeed Bechi, but it was Baal Bechi. They didn't say Baal in order to allow the euphemism of Bechiah to come through, which we always do. The Gemara says we always mechane when it comes to Avodah Zarah. We always say something that's a Rifnei Deim Shalakum or something, that kind of idea. But the place still exists. It's very interesting. It's, you know, Mokum of Avodah Zarah has all of the, you know, the old altars and so on. It's amazing. The water of the Don is still the Mizbeach that they use. It's unbelievable. It's like still there. You know, in pretty good shape. It's like it's straight out of Tanakh, and it's like sitting there. Right. Tana Rabbana. Kol shirot v'tushpachot shamar David b'sefer Tehillim. What did he mean when he said them? Were they basically prayers for Klal Yisrael? Were they descriptions of events in his life? I mean, very often, the Tehillah itself attributes it to some event in his life, right? Almut Labein. I mean, whatever. So we find things like that. And it says b'feirush what it's talking about, b'boi lav, right? So kol shirot v'tushbachot shamar David b'sefer Tehillim. Rebbe Eliezer Amar Keneged Atzmo Amar. They were all biographical. So anything that's mentioned there is an extension of his own feelings. Whereas Rebbe Yehoshua Amar Keneged Tzibur Amar, that maybe the roots were biographical, but what he's talking about in the tefillahs and so on that he's referring to is in terms of Klal Yisrael as a whole. Whereas the Chachomim say, it depends. Yeshvim keneged tzibur, v'yeshvim keneged atzmo. And a simple way to tell is, do they use the plural or do they use the singular? Ha'amurot b'lashon yachid keneged atzmo. Amurot b'lashon rabim k'neged tzibur. Now the different lashonos, we were Rishonim say over here, we were makabel. It's not that necessarily it makes sense from the words. Others tried to give a pirush in the words, but wherever it says nitzuach and nigun together, like lam natzer b'neginot, that is a reference to latid lavo. Where it says maskil, or maskil means I'm trying to teach you something. The mode of teaching is to speak to a turgaman, and you give over the essential idea, and turgaman then expands on it. So if David uses the word maskil, it means ayadei turgaman. So in other words, some of the tehillim are meant to be understood, were read out aloud by David, was sung by David, but others were on such a level of difficulty to understand that he didn't publicize them, b'chatchila, to say them himself. He gave it over to people to explain, which is a wonderful thing. I mean, it's, you know, there's so much incredible. I should actually send you maybe some shirim on Shetilin. Maybe we should do that.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. Well, when we put up our plasma screen. Now, LeDavid, this is especially for Ariel. LeDavid Mizmor. And see, we find sometimes find Mizmor LeDavid, and sometimes says David Mizmor. So why is that? So LeDavid means that the inspiration came to David first, out of which he said Mizmor. So in other words, that means that Malamich Shorta Lav Shechina, V'Acharkach Amar Shira. So first he had Hashras Hashechina, and then he went ahead and said the Shira as the result of the interaction with his actual experience. Whereas Mizmor LeDavid, this is said to Naftali, Mizmor LeDavid, Malamed Sha'amar Shira, first he sang. You see, he didn't feel like singing. But he figured, what, I'm going to sing and I'm going to write poetry without having the right, you know, I have to be in that mood and I don't sense the Shechina. So these tehillim were where he said, no, so what I'll do is I'll go through the motions and the music itself will bring the Shechina. So first he said the Mizmor, and then Shorta Lav Shechina mitoch his own, which, as we know, happens all the time. A person may, you know, be trying to think of writing poetry or a song or so on, and then the song moves him and he becomes affected by it. So that means that first he said the Shira, V'acharkach Shorta Lav Shechina. L'lamdecha, this teaches us, she'ina Shechina Shora lo mitoch atzlut, ולא מתוך עצבות, ולא מתוך שחוק, ולא מתוך קלות ראש, ולא מתוך דברים בטלים, ולא מתוך דבר שמחה של מצווה. As the point is, of you can't expect to be sitting around and wait for inspiration. Shechina doesn't come because you're sitting around waiting. And it certainly doesn't come from things that take you away from real contact with life. What you need to do is you need to do a simcha of a mitzvah. Now this is mamish brilliant. Because where do we see this? As the Gemara Shenema, what is it to get a simcha shel mitzvah? Because it says kechulei minagein, v'ayak inagein minagein v'ati alav yad Hashem. See, over here describes how depressed Elisha was with what was going on, and the Shechina departed from him because he was depressed. So he said, "So we need to play music." When he played music, then the Shechina came. So, I mean, we're trying to bring a raya that it's b'toch simcha shel mitzvah. What is playing the music after the simcha shel mitzvah? So both Rashi not here, but Rashi in Shabbos and Rashbam here, say that the meaning of simcha shel mitzvah, this, I have like a 4-hour shir on this Nakuda, because it's an unbelievable problem. The simcha shel mitzvah is the fact that he played music. So how is playing music a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah in the context of the Hashras Hashechina. It sounds to be something of a circular argument. This is b'toch simcha mitzvah. So the implications of this are earth-shattering, because it means that the mitzvah consists of an act which in the end is the thing that allows the act to become the mitzvah. Which is, it has immense implications for the whole nature of creation, and for what the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was. The Simchas Beis HaShoeva was called that, according to Yerushalmi, which Tosfos brings, because you were shoev ruach hakodesh, you would draw inspiration from the Simcha Spesha Shoeva. So the fact that Rishamri brings that Yonah became a Novi at the Simcha Spesha Shoeva. And from then on, like, he was not there. But the Simcha Spesha Shoeva itself is called the Simcha Spesha Shoeva Shemisham Shoavim Ruach HaKadosh. So that the Simcha that you have at the Beis HaShoeva is a Simcha that celebrates the Sheiva, which is the Sheiva of Ruach HaKadosh, but it causes that Simcha, you see. So it's very self-referential in exactly the same way. That's it relates to the whole idea of Zman Simchasenu, what the nature of the connection between our actions and that which comes out of our actions, how they're interconnected. But it's obviously very important to the composition of music, the playing of music. So in other words, the Gemara is calling this the paradigm of Simcha Shal Mitzvah, is to play music.
But the intention.
Oh, right, yeah. But it's not because that since you're doing it L'Shem Shamayim, it becomes a mitzvah. This becomes the chetz of the mitzvah.
When John Lennon doing the music, this is not Simcha Shal Mitzvah. It can bring Simcha Shal Mitzvah.
It can bring Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Can't? I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a very interesting story. When I was about 14, 15, so it was like, what was it called? South Pacific. South Pacific. The musical South Pacific. And I was like, I loved that musical, right? Well, I don't know if you remember any of the songs. Happy Talk and... yeah, exactly. Right. I love that music. So I was sitting there, and I was so moved by this music, and it was the year that they had brought out stereophonic sound. Like it was just like two years before that, they would, you know, and I had managed to like get the first stereo player. So I was like so deeply moved by this music. I remember I asked my father, Zatzal, I told him, you know, I got to tell you that nothing else that I can daven, it doesn't make any difference to me. I can, but this South Pacific, that really moves me. If ever I had a shaykhus to the Shechina, it would only be South Pacific. So explain to me, like you have this girl singing, you know, across a crowd, it rules. Explain to me, so why do I feel so moved by this? And maybe explain to me that the content of the music is completely amoral. It makes absolutely no difference, right? It's the chefts of the music. So what it is that somebody's using it for, that's defined by him. But the music itself is music, and therefore, no matter what, it's going to raise your level of consciousness. And then the question is what you're sensitive to in that. But there's nothing that's particularly different about the nusach of the music on Yom Kippur than the nusach of South Pacific. So if South Pacific is what moves you, so fine, I don't know. So listen to South Pacific. Yeah. Okay, so here it's the same thing. The music itself certainly has the kayach. You're right, maybe we'd call it Simcha Shal Mitzvah unless the intent was the asik in it for the mitzvah. That's what Rashbam says. I'm involved in the Ashras Hashchina throughout the whole time, whether it's in terms of the mice or in terms of the reality. Omer Rav Yudam Rav, v'chein l'dvar halacha. The same thing is true. If you want to be, learning. If you want to be learning, you're not going to learn if you're unhappy. The only way that you're going to flow is if you're happy. Omer Rav Nachman, v'chein l'chalom tov. Also, you want to have a good dream. You want to have a good dream, you have to be in good moods. Always go to sleep with a little music. Except the problem is b'sman ha'churban, that's a question of an iser, because you're not supposed to fall asleep to music at the time of this churban. Anyway, ask the Gemara, is this really true? V'omrev gidol amarav kol tamid chacham ha'yoshev v'nei rabo v'ein sifto tov notvot mo tichvena mar, is the way we're using it. A Talmud Chacham who is sitting learning with his Rebbe, who isn't dripping bitterness, meaning that he's just getting everything that he says, he's getting crushed, bang, crash. I mean, it's like, really, he just feels like such a jerk. And it's like tearing apart all of his preconceived notions. He's, oh, God, I can't take it anymore. If he's not in that kind of state, so then tichvena, his lips should just be scalded. Shenema siftotav shoshanim notvot morover. It's a beautiful interpretation of the pasuk. The pasuk is talking about your lips are roses, dripping delicious myrrh, right? We're talking about the love affair of kissing lips. Al tikrei shoshanim. He said, no, that's not roses. It's sheshanim. It means that there's an interrelationship between those. Those who are learning Torah, that's what it really means. Sheshanim, they're learning. But don't read that myrrh, mor, which is myrrh, elamar, which is bitterness. Right? It was a poet. But anyway, so how could he say that you can only learn if you're happy? And here we find that Rav Gittel Amarav says, and he was also quoting Rav, right? So it was Omer of Yud Omer Rav, v'chein advay alach. I mean, which way is it? Says the Gemara, well, what's the problem? It's not even a kasha. One is talking about the students. It says, Kol Talmud. One is referring to the Rav. The Rav's got to be happy. The student's got to be miserable. lots of schools put that into a very fine thing. V'bay same. Or it could be that really Hava Hava Rav. Both are talking about, even the Rebbe also is miserable. Not Chasrul, miserable in other words, but going through hell. It depends where you're holding. In other words, you cannot begin to learn something new while you're all bunched up into yourself. And laughter loosens that. So you have to go through a phase in which you just feel good about things. You laugh, you open yourself up. Then you're open. Once you're open, so then, okay, whatever. It happens to you in the course of that openness can be very painful, but there needs to be that. Like, for instance, we know that Rabbah, whenever Rabbah would give a shiur, so before he actually started the shiur, he always cracked a few jokes. So, Mikami the Patach L'Rabbanan Mils the Bichusa, he would always crack some jokes, and everybody would laugh, Ubatcha Rabbanan, and that got the shiur started. Once people were in a good mood, so now we can learn. And then he sat seriously and they started learning. Tana Rabbani, getting back down to the hallel, the Braisa says like this, hallel zeh mi amro. So here we find different approaches. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Moshe v'Yisrael amru b'sha'ash amdo al hayam, which is, makes a lot of sense because there's so many references to the yam right at the beginning. And then they were mispalo lo lono Hashem lo lono, because they had the chashash, that they still needed to be saved from Mitzrayim. So they were saying, for Shimcha Godol's sake, shouldn't be said just that you did the nes for us, but there should be a continued geula. And indeed, Ruach HaKodesh answers them, even though this doesn't occur then, as we don't find in Halal, it's only Yeshayo Anovi speaks of it, but it makes sense that if Klal Yisrael said Lo Lanu, that the answer to Lo Lanu is heard by a Navi, which is indeed, Lamani, Lamani Ase, that I will do it for me. In other words, to avoid Chilul, Shmi Agadol, I have to be Matzal Yisrael, even when they're not Roy. And that's what Klal Yisrael was saying. Don't do it for us. Don't look for our Schusim. Don't do it for the Shem Hashem that we contain. Rabbi Yudaimer, Yoshua v'Yisrael Amrua, B'Sha'ash Amdu Aleim Malchi Kanaan. They had the same situation. Now, Rashi learns that this is not a machlokas, and we're giving over different events in history where the halal was applied. Rashbam says it doesn't make any sense, because if you hold that, I just wanted Ariel to be here for the music part. If you hold that, so then what is the difference between all of these shitas, which give examples, and the shita that we said before, and we're going to say later, that Nevi'im should be named Tiknushia, that on Kol Tzara Vitzara, certainly the Gemara doesn't have to list us Kol Tzara Vitzara, but we can figure it out ourselves, reading Tanakh. So, I mean, how could he say that it's just an expression of that? Why would each man the Yomar say that? So therefore, it's more likely that it's really, that was the point of the Takana, that each one had been Makaba Mirabe. Lemaisa, what we could learn is that there's something about the nature of Halal that reoccurs in history. Not, in other words, that these Shitas weren't saying what the Rabbanan said. They said Halal because it was a Takana of the Nevi'im or Rishonim. That's not the point. They said Halal because they came up with Halal. But just like Shiras Hayam was said spontaneously, and everybody was capable of saying it, as the Medrash points out, it may be that there were a number of times in history in which people faced Tzara that they came up with this halal, but that it was never turned into a takana according to these other shitas. And that only afterwards, when Dovid HaMelech recorded it, maybe he came up with it himself. But there was a Kabbalah that this was what had been said earlier in history as well. So Yoshua and Klal Yisrael said this when they were fighting Malchi Knan. They said, Lo lanu, lo lanu Hashem, and the Shekhinah answered, Lomani, Lomani Yase. Or Rebbe Elazar Amodoy Yomer, it was Dvorah and Barak who said it when Sisra came with his tanks against them. They said, Lo lanu, Ruach HaKodesh said, Lomani, Lomani Yase. Rabbi Akiva said, it's Hanani Mishova Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Mechizkiyo. V'siyato amru, with Chizkiyo, with all of those that were around him, the Roshei Bezdin, they said it b'sha'a shamad aleihem sancheiriv, hem amru lo lanu, because these are all analyses of places where Klal Yisrael was in a very painful matzav, wasn't really roi to the Yeshua. So we're searching for those specific areas in which there would have been a natural tendency to say, we don't view ourselves roi for this. Lolonu, lolonu. That's why I keep stressing that particular part of the hollow. We're not saying this just because we appreciate the nace. We're saying it because indeed we recognize that there's a level of interaction of Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in which we're not deserving. According to this, the Lashon that we said before, even though the Mefarshim don't say this, it's the way I understand the sugya, but I must tell you, I haven't found anyone who says it. You'll notice before that, take a look on the first big line. So, one line above, the first big line. It says that the Nevi'im Shebeneim Tiknu Lem Liyisrael, Shiyomrim Oto HaKol Perek VePerek VaKol Tzara VeTzara Shelo Tovo Aleihem, Ule Kishenigalin Omrim Oto HaGeulatan. Doesn't that sound like two things? That they say it on the Tzara, and then when they're nigal from the Tzara, they say it on the Geula. What was that supposed to mean? Just say, Kishenigalim, Mikol Tzara Vitzara, Umrimato. The whole point of the sugya over here is that the Lolano, Lolano was said while they were in Tzaras. Right? So then the Shekhinah answered, Lamani, Lamani, Yase. So what the sugya therefore seems to be saying is that the Takana is to say the Tefillahs of Hallel at the time of Tzara. It doesn't only mean B'shas V'Nigalim. When you're Nigal, you reconstruct the emotions that you went through in order to be Nigal. Where do we find such an idea? In Parshas Maaseh, where the Torah goes over all of the parts, and the Medrash says, Rashi brings this Medrash, it's like a melech who had a desperately ill son, and he's carrying his son to a hospital. Right? So they're traveling for a month to get to the hospital. And then the son gets better. So on their way back, at each point that they stop, he says, do you remember what we went through over here? And over here, your temperature spiked, and we thought you were lost, and so on and so forth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through with Yisrael all of the moments that he went through at each one of these masos. So then that would be the point. Remember what it is that you said. You said, lolano, lolano, and take a look now, you're in a matzav of Geula, and so on. Which is so consistent. I mean, to me, it's so consistent with the whole Masechet. Because that's what we keep talking about, is that we have mitzvahs that are both symbolic of Geula, but the symbolic of Geula by reconstructing the pain of the Tzara, right? So that it makes so much sense. So because the truth is, it explains why the Hallel is split. So as we say the Hallel in the first part of Hallel is we say early on because we're actually going through the pain of the Yitzhiyah and so on. And we split it to say it also afterwards, because the latter part was after the achievement of Geula. And the whole Seder is constructed in this way. The Matril Begnut Messiah B'Shevach, that whole idea, is that it's the contrast. It's the sense of what was and what is. Or the Birchat Hashir we talked about, from Afela L'Or Gadol, Mishibut L'Geula. That's Manishtana. What changed? You have to know, you have to sense the change. So all of the tefillahs and all of the aveda of the Seder are recapitulation. This is what we went through. You can only sense the geula in terms of the choshech of how you recapitulated. So it's absolutely essential. It seems to me the words are like clearly like that, but the Rishonim say otherwise.
So why we?
You know what? I want to try that thing. That little, I think I left it on the, maybe I have other ones, I don't know if you want to find it.
we don't say Lolanu. Most of the time, we say Aleph, we don't say Lolanu.
Most of the time, what? That we, I know. You mean, why don't we apply this?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I used it as a prat. You could say Hal for Yom Ha'atzmaut, no matter what you believe. Help us.
Exactly.
That's excellent.
Doesn't matter what your sheet is.
Excellent.
Yeah, thanks. We'll try it. My father Zatzal held there was no tzara that came on Klal Yisrael throughout all of the Torahs like the tzara of Atzmaut. That's what he said. But for Klal Yisrael, after thousands of years of kemiya to be in Eretz Yisrael, that it should be twisted into minus is the greatest possible tragedy that could ever have been seen. Whatever it is you go through, but at least you believe at the moment where a Pagida begins, there's something good. To take that and to make it like a celebration of Minos and Kaichu HaTzimiyadi and have to argue whether you should even be Merames, that there exists a God, or whatever Tzur Yisrael means, and so on, is such an incredible tragedy that it was unequal to Mamash. Mela, other tragedies were, you know, brought upon us from the outside. But here, like, it's such a violation of expectation and of hope and such a perversion that it's like the ultimate tragedy. So you can say hollow on that too.
The Buddhist was a big tzor.
Yeah, I'm saying, but he defined it as the tzor of Yisrael. Yeah. Okay, where are we holding now? Rabbi Ezra Madoy, we said. Chizkiyo, we said. Rabbi Akiva, Eimer. So here you had Nebuchadnezzar trying to destroy Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. So they felt also, Lo lanu, Meshivu Ruach HaKedesh, Lamani, Lamani. Rabbi Yosef Aglili said, it was Mordechai Vester, Amru, Bishasha, Amad Aliyim, Haman HaRasha, Him, Amru, Lo lanu, Meshivu Ruach HaKedesh, Lamani, Lamani. Kachomim, Amrim, Neviim shebineim tiknu lam lisrosh shomrim oto al kol perek v'perek v'al kol tzara v'tzarad. Al kol perek v'perek means for the moedim. We should say it for the moedim, and on kol tzara v'tzarad shelo tavo aleihem ulekishin nigalim omrim oto agulatan. So clearly that was the Rashbam's taina against Rashi. I mean, clearly there's a different shita. So how can you say that the other shitas are examples if they buy into the same shita? Omrev Gista, Hallelujah Sof Pirka. When you have the word Hallelujah and you're not sure, obviously there's some tehillahs that end with the word Hallelujah, and the next tehillah begins with the word Hallelujah. So there's one is the ending, one is the beginning. But sometimes, remember, we're used to saying a Hallelujah because of the way it's printed, Hallelujah Aliyah Hashem, you know. But was that the way to read it, or was that Hallelujah the end of the previous tehillah? We take for granted. So he says, where you don't know what it is, the norm is that the word Hallelujah is the end of a tehillah, not the beginning of the next tehillah. Rabba Barvuna Amar, no, the norm is that Hallelujah begins the next parak, Resh Pirka. And Rav Chista says, I saw the Tehillim that were written up by Rav Chanan bar Rav, and the word Hallelujah appeared in the middle, between the two Tehillim. Apparently he didn't know, so he didn't know whether to put it. You want to hedge your bets. So he published his Tehillim with the word in the middle, so you're not, you know, you'd be it's either way.
In the middle also, you El Bekotsho. No?
It's what do you mean in the middle?
In the middle of the part.
Yeah, we're not talking about that. There's no suffix, but he put it in between the two tehillahs. Because he didn't know if it ended the previous tehillah or begins the next tehillah. Amar Mesafkale. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava. Hakom modim b'tehillat Hashem yidaber pi v'yivarech ko basar Hashem kadsho li'olam va'ed. That the word Hallelujah that appears afterwards, the Hallelujah Hashem, we throw in at the end of Ashrei, a pasuk from elsewhere. The end of that tehillah is not Vanach Nevorech Kome Atav. That comes from somewhere else. But the end is the words Shem Kodesh Le'olam Ve'ed. The Hallelujah that appears after that is part of the Hallelujah Hashem. That everybody is made of. That's known. That Hallelujah the Batre Reish Pirka. Rosha Yireh V'Chor Ashinov Yacharok V'Namaz Tavat V'Sha'im Tovein. There too, Hallelujah afterwards, the Kitov is the beginning of the next parak, Reish Pirka. Sha'omdim B'Veit Hashem, the Hallelujah the Batre is also Reish Pirka. Karoi Mosifim, now people who bekiyim in the dinim of Mikra, they're Mosif Minach Abaderech Ishtal Kenyarim Rosh. The next Hallelujah is Reish Pirka. Reish is Chokhmah Yiras Hashem Sechot Tov L'Chol Osihem. Does not end with Hallelujah, but the Hallelujah the Batre is Reish Pirka. So now, this Machlokas, whether Min Hastam it's Reish Pirka or Sof Pirka, why we bring this up here? Because it seems to be the question in the Mishnah. The way the Mishnah defined, take a look again back in the Mishnah. It says, Ad Eichon Hu Omer, how much of the Hallel do you say at the beginning? To Beit Shammai Omer, Ad Eim Habanim Smecha. Note that it doesn't say, Ad Eim Habanim Smecha Hallelujah, right? It says, Ad Eim Habanim Smecha, the end of the first chapter. Ubeit Hillel Omerim, Ad Chalamish Lamai No Mai. V'chotem Begula, fine. If you take a look in the Braita, it appears there was another way that this is said over, that they're quoted differently. Because, where am I in the Gemara?
Neimah
Ketanai. Ad Heichon Hu Omer. The Braita says like this. And the Mishnah says like this. Beit Shammai Omerim Ad Eim Habanim Smecha. Beit Hillel Omerim Ad Chalamish L'mayin Mayim. But in the Braita it says like this. V'tanya Idach Ad Heichon Hu Omer. Beit Shammai Omerim Ad Betzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Which is the same thing. I mean, Ad until Betzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim means... You don't say B'tzeis Yisroel Mimitzrayim. Say up until B'tzeis Yisroel Mimitzrayim.
Maybe include Hallelujah.
But according to this Lashon, the word Hallelujah came before. Because if you say Ad Eim Habanim Smecha, then the word Hallelujah comes afterwards. So apparently they're arguing about whether the Hallelujah is Hallelujah B'tzeis Yisroel Mimitzrayim, or whether it's Eim Habanim Smecha Hallelujah, which is the Machlokes that we just had. Is the word Hallelujah the Siyum? Is the word Hallelujah the Atchala of the next parak? So, if we find two different ways of saying over the Machlokas, Beitilo Meit Shammai, apparently it's the same Machlokas, it's just the way in which we're treating it, is this issue. The Tanoim, who said it like the Mishnah, so they included the Hallelujah with the next Tehillah. The Tanoim that said the Braita, they obviously included the Hallelujah with previous things. It's B'tzeis Yisroel Mimitzrayim. So Tani Dakarechon Omer, Beit Shammai Omrim Ad B'tzeis Yisroel Mimitzrayim, Beit Hillel Omrim Ad Lo'olano Hashem. Now my lab, Baka Niflegit. Must be that that's true for the Machlokes. The man, the Omer, Ad Eim Habonim Smecha. So he holds that the word Hallelujah is part of the next parak. The man, the Omer, Ad B'tzeis Yisrael, he must hold that the Hallelujah was included in the previous parak, which is why he identifies it with what he's saying now. Says Nimar, no, not necessarily. We can answer it. Reb Chista betarets the timing. Reb Chista would say, look, no, it's not true. Everybody agrees. Both of these Tanoim agree that the word Hallelujah is as I say. It's the end of the previous parak. So the man di omer ad betzeit Yisroel Mitzrayim. So fine, that's exactly what I was saying. Because he doesn't want to mention Hallelujah. The man diomer ad eim habanim smecha, when he says until, he means through. Right? So it's ad v'ad bichlal. So he wants to say that I include in that Hallelujah. So you'll say, that's crazy. Then why not just say ad Hallelujah, inclusive of Hallelujah? Because then I wouldn't know which one. There's lots of Hallelujahs. We say Ad Hallelujah, right? So he says, just to be more efficient, he says Ad Eim Habanim Smecha, meaning through the end of the pasuk, including Hallelujah. So if you'll ask me, so the name of Ad Hallelujah, Why not just say Ava Haluk? And I know what you're going to try to tell me. You're going to try to tell me what that guy giving the Daf Yomi just said. And then we wouldn't have known which Haluka, right? So V'chitem edolo yadin and hay Haluka, then you'll tell me the reason we don't say that is... to make it clear, you should have said, say till Haluka shel im abanim smecha. Okay, fine. You know what? You're gonna like nickel and dime me into the ground over here. Okay, kashem. It's not the end of the world already. I understand. Okay, could have said that. I'm gonna sit here and argue about it. Rabba Baravuna mataritza taimi. Whereas Rabba Baravuna says l'shitasei that kulei amal aluka reish pirk. On the contrary, both the Braita and the Mishnah both hold that the aluka begins b'tzeis Yisroel mitzrayim. So, Mad Yomer ad ema banim smecha, leaving out Haluka sharper. That's what you expect because Haluka is not included. Mad Yomer ad betzeit Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. He doesn't mean to say you say the Haluka. He meant up till, but not inclusive. So, I understand. So, then why didn't he say up till Haluka? I know you're going to try to tell me v'chitan lo yidin Haluka. Then we wouldn't know which one. Same idea. So he could have said, say up to the Haluka of betzeit Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Okay, so now you're throwing it back at me, so I say the same thing. No, not the end of the world. Gosh. V'chotein be'gu'ula. So then you make your bracha of Ga'al Yisrael. To the, this is if you're we mamash have a chatima, right? If according to Rabbi Akiva, we give the whole long bracha, Kein Hashem Elokeinu, and so on, which is how we pass it. So Omar Rava, there's different ways of saying the bracha on Gu'ula. When you're saying the bracha on Geula and Kriyat Shema, which we say in the morning before Shemoneh Esrei, right? So we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ga'al Yisrael. So there you say Ga'al. If you're saying the bracha of Geula in the Hallel, for the Haggadah, you also say Ga'al Yisrael, referring to the past. But in davening, you don't say Ga'al, you make the bracha Go'el, in the present, because my time, the Rachmaninu, what you're doing is you're being mevakesh geula. You're not praising for the geula that was. You're being mevakesh geula that should be. So therefore, you're in the process of geula. That is the bracha of Goel Yisrael. Om Rebbe Zera, I could point out the same difference. For instance, by kiddush, so you say asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos of vitzivanu. But when you're davening on Yontem, or Shabbos, you say Kaddishenu, not Asher Kiddushanu, for the same reason. Asher Kiddushanu is a blessing on the past. Kaddishenu mitzvotecha, my time in Rachman, and you're asking for the Kiddush of the mitzvahs. Om Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, v'tzarich she'azkir yitziat Mitzrayim b'kiddush hayom. When you make Kiddush, surprisingly, you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though on the surface, Kiddush has nothing to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. For Pesach maybe, but this is a general rule, the concept of Kiddush. We pointed out that the concept of Kiddush is fundamentally related to Pesach, because the whole idea of Pesach is manishtana, to recognize differences, distinctions, discriminations, because there's no freedom without the clarity of differences. If there's no difference, then there's no choice, and nothing to choose between, which is why when people go into restaurants, they can never choose. The strangest thing, because it makes absolutely no difference whether you're going to order the salmon or you're going to order the, who cares? So you have people that have made like multi-billion-dollar choices that day, but they can't decide what to order on the menu. So they'll tell the waiter, I don't know, you decide, whatever. And sometimes some people sit there 10 minutes, they're just sitting over there. You can't choose. How can I choose? What difference does it make? The choice requires differences. The greater the differences, the more clarity the differences, the more profound the differences, the greater is the level of the moral choice. And that is the definition of freedom, is to be able to make those choices. Right? So Mimela, Kiddush, which the whole point of Kiddush and Avdolah, as we saw, is distinction. Amavdil Bain, it's all Bain issues. So the Bain issues are Pesach-oriented, by definition. Makes sense, therefore, that the whole sugya of Kiddush appears here in Arvei Pesachim. Furthermore, it makes sense that the dinim of Kiddush would indeed be related to the nature of freedom of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So all Kiddush is related to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we learn this out, says Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Tzorek Sheyazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom. כתיב הרכה למען תזכור את יום, וכתיב הטם זכור את יום השבת לקדשו. What is זכור את יום השבת לקדשו? We said means to say Kiddush. So that means that in that Kiddush, you have to include למען תזכור את יום יציאת מצרים. So the two have to go together.
What about the fact that Shabbos was the first mavdil that really existed in the world? I mean, there was creation.
In Okinawa. That's why we call Pesach Shabbos. Mimocharos HaShabbos. And that's the answer to Yisrael's question from yesterday. Why don't we go to Shkolin after Shabbos, which comes before Pesach? Obviously, Pesach and Shabbos are profoundly related. The beauty of this, again, you see like the Rambam's approach to this sugya, just awesome. So when he brings the Chiyuv in Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim in Perek Shvi of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, so over there he says that your Chiyuv for saying over Masaper Yetzias Mitzrayim, some Nisi Liflo Shenasu Shenebar Laman Tzchoras Yom, right? Tzchoras Yom Hazon Yotzatam Kumo Shenebar Tzchoras Yom Hashabbos. Gotcha. What does that mean? So the mocker is indeed Zechor Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, which he bases on this Gemara. And in the same way that it means over there, distinction, articulation, because it means you have to say that Kiddush, Zechir is B'peh. So too, when it says Zechor, Es Hayom, it's referring to that same activity. So it becomes... Right. Kimo Shenema. So that shows you what it means.
So the real Magdal actually comes from...
In Achimdali. Yeah, except and that takes time to learn. Zechira takes time to learn. It wasn't part of the Etzim Shabbos. It wasn't part of the first Shabbos. Shabbos was the Shabbos. The Zechor is the human response to the Shabbos. So that's Kiddush. Ooh, which reminds me that I... Oh, no. I thought I forgot to tell you something. It reminds me of what I want to tell you, not what I forgot. That's the question is it Rachme or is it on the path? The Rashbam over here says that the
black cat is walking. There's a glitch.
Mamish. The Zachor, according to the Rashbam, he learns that this is Be'etzem in Kiddush, and therefore it would be true in Tefillah. So when you say Atachon Antanu, according to him, you would be mechuyev to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? That's strange because we don't paskin like that. Nonetheless, we do paskin that if you said Atachon Antanu lemaisa, you were yotzei Kiddush, which doesn't make sense because if this is a din d'oraisa, mechaskinu cheskes. If this is a din d'oraisa, how could be yotzei even b'dieved? Right? Because you never mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim, which should mean that even if you don't have wine, we said before the yain is gerem the kiddush teyamet, but that's not really true because you weren't yotzei before if you don't have Yetzias Mitzrayim in the tefillah itself. So even Menachas Chinuch, he says that must be that this is not really a gezeirah shava, sort of like gilui milsa kind of thing. But others say beferish that it really is gezeirah shava. They bring rise from other Gemaras that we don't paskin like this. That it isn't really a fiyuv based on this. But the way the Gemara, our Gemara has it, it would be mamash d'oraisa to say it. Omar Rabba Bar of Shila, further differences is that when you're davening, you say matzmiach keren Yeshua. Matzmiach keren Yeshua is a reference to the expansion of the concepts of gula. So to grow and to expand. But when you say the Haftorah, you say the brach of Magen David. And this is based on the words that were said to David HaMelech at the time that he was being given the Malchus. So he was told, V'yasiti lacha shem gadol, k'shem ha'gidolim asher ba'aretz. I'm going to make you the name like the name of the Abbas. Tani Rav Yosef Zer Sh'amri Magen David. Just like we say Magen Avraham. So too, we say Magen David. So why indeed don't we say Magen David in Tvilah? If that's the case, if there was a remez that it should be. So either the pshat is, Rashi says, you can't say Magen David after you said Magen Avraham. So in other words, either the Tvilah you're being mityaches to Avraham Avinu, which means it's impolite not to say Magen David. Or the Rashbam learns, Magen David is that which has been achieved. Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, again, is rachamim. So you're being mavakish for the increase. All right. I mean, these are sugyas that have an awful lot of meaning in them.
But I mean,
as we're saying, because we want greater tzmicha. We want something that hasn't been achieved yet. So.
What does it mean, Magen, Abraham, Magen David?
Good question. Way beyond the context of this. Say, we darshan in the pasuk. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish ve'e'eschel le'goy gadol, that was mentioned to Avraham Avinu is bracha, that is that we say the fact Elokei Avraham ve'avar recha zeh she'omrim Elokei Yitzchak v'agadla shemecha zeh she'omrim Elokei Yaakov yochu yuchotmim bekulam, so that you should say Baruch Ata Hashem Magen Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. No, Talmud Omer ve'heye bracha, you should be the bracha v'chochotmim. I found the elders of Pumbedita, the Yatvi Vika'amra, they said, if you're talking about Shabbos, whether you're talking about davening, you're talking about Kiddush, the bracha is Baruch Ata Hashem, Mikadesh HaShabbat. In Yontev, also, whether you're talking about davening, you're talking about Kiddush, it's Mikadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So I said to them, that doesn't make any sense, it should be just the opposite. What we should do is we should make the distinction not between Shabbos and Yontem, but between Kiddush and Tefillah. So I said the thing is like this, we should say, the Tzoluta in the course of davening, whether you're talking about Shabbat, you're talking about Yontem, you should always say Mekadosh Yisrael. And when you're talking about Kiddush, so b'kiddusha the Shabbata, then Kiddush should mention Mekadosh HaShabbos, and Kiddusha on Yontev should be Mekadosh Yisrael Vazman. And now let me explain to you our reasoning. I want to show you I understand them perfectly well. I'll explain to you why I think they're wrong anyway. Va'ana mina tama didi v'tama didchu. I'm going to tell you my reasoning, I'm going to tell you your reasoning. Much better I should tell you, I should listen to you, right? Because then you know that I understand. You know that when you're arguing with your wife, always tell her what she's saying. Taima ditchu. Here's your reasoning. You're saying like this. The reason that on Shabbos you should always mention Mekadosh HaShabbos is because Shabbos kviya b'kaimei. Shabbos was kavua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It didn't need Klal Yisrael's intervention. Therefore, ignore Yisrael when it comes to Shabbos and just say Mekadosh HaShabbos. Because Shabbos existed before Klal Yisrael's Mekadosh Chodoshim, it continues to define itself whether or not there's a Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, Bein Mitzvotah, Bein Mekidusha, you say Mekadosh HaShabbos. That's what you're thinking. On the other hand, Yom Tava on Yontev, which is dependent on Kiddush HaChodesh, so Yisrael Hutekavile, because they're the ones who Ma'abra the Yoreach, they're the ones who are Koveah the Shanim, is it a leap year or not? It's obviously that's going to change the entire timing of the Yom Tevim. So over there you say, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. Okay, that's your reasoning, perfectly logical. I'll tell you why you're wrong. Taima didi, my logic is like this. Tzilusa, Tvila is basically a public thing. And therefore, we always are makbid to mention the chashivas of Yisrael when we do something publicly in Yisrael. Certainly you can't pretend that Yisrael and Shabbos are unrelated, because Yisrael is the batzug of Shabbos. Shabbos was looking, Shabbos said, all the other days have a match, and I don't have a match, I'm odd man out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you're matched to Yisrael. So you can't, it's not like I'm ignoring Shabbos. So if I'm in public, so I should say something with Kaddish Yisrael, to give honor to Yisrael. Whereas Kiddush, which is being said in your own home, so over there, fine, then only mention Shabbos. Then you say Mekadosh Shabbos. On the same, or on Yontev, you should say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmani. But over there, the stress is on the Zman. But the truth is that his Sfora was wrong. Because look, I mean, come on, Velohi. Tzulusa B'yakim Miles, I mean, come on, everybody goes to Davin and Shul, you know, I mean, every once in a while you find some weirdo Davins at home, you know. So what would you do? Change the Lissah? And Kiddush, what? Nobody makes Kiddush in the Kiddush with 1,000 people sitting in the Kiddush. I mean, It's ridiculous to say Kiddush is private and Tefillah is public. I mean, it's just as likely, or it certainly happens often enough for Kiddush to be public and Tefillah to be private. It doesn't make sense. Whereas Robert says, of course it happens, but look, I mean, the Ikar Takana is that Kiddush is something you do in your home, and the Ikar Takana is that Tefillah is Mem Betzibur. Ula Barav Nokis Kamei de Rava. Now it's interesting that Ula Barav actually was appointed Shliach Tzibur in Rava Shul, in the yeshiva. And he davened not like Rava. He went ahead and he said, like the Sabbath of Pumbadisa. It was Shabbos, he said Mekadosh Shabbos. He didn't say Mekadosh Yisrael. Right? And Rava didn't say anything. With normal level of meeting. Which if Rava had stuck to his guns, he definitely would have said something. Oh boy, would he have said something. So Alma Hadabe Rava, apparently he changed his mind. He accepted that the Pesach is Kesabit Pupadisa. Rav Natan, Avua de Ravuna, Bereda Rav Natan. Rav Natan was the father of Ravuna, was the son of Rav Natan. Amazing coincidence. Yeah. That Rav Natan should be the father of Ravuna, was the son of Rav Natan. It's absolutely astounding. Come on, you guys. Nachit Kamei de Rav Papa. He was appointed Shliach Tzibur in front of Rav Papa. He also said Kesabi de Pupadisa. Vishapke Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, now this guy's got it straight. That's the way you're supposed to daven. Kaddish HaShabbos. Om Ravina, Ana Ikla L'Sura, Kamei de Marema. Ravina said, I was once in Sura, in Marema's yeshiva, and they appointed somebody with the Shliach Tzibur, and he said Mekadosh HaShabbos, and everybody started shouting at him, Shah! Ooh! It's a good thing they didn't have tomatoes. Because they were expecting to say Mekadosh Yisrael.
Was money.
On Shabbos, only Mekadosh Yisrael. It was Yontef, then it was Mekadosh Yisrael. And he said, Kesavri Pumpatisa. Lav Mishapki Lukolam, everybody was upset with him. And Maremar was the Rosh Hashiva. There was a lot of competition between Pumbadisa and Sura. You know, they certainly didn't want to say like Pumbadisa. I mean, come on, that would be like davening like Oras HaMeach in the Mizrahi. You know? I mean, if they didn't hold that was the way to do it, believe me, they would have said something. And Lamaisa Maremar said, Shavke, and unfortunately we have to accept the way he did it. So leave him alone. Hilchot HaKasabri Pumbadisa. That's how we paskin, man. Velo avimishatkin. So once they heard that, they were good enough to actually accept the psak. And they stopped shutting him up at that point. So the tomatoes ended up not being brought in from the kitchen. Okay. We'll do the rest tomorrow. It took us a long time today because we had so much fun. We'll לפיכך אנחנו חייבים אמר פיסטון מר יוחנן על לוקה וקשר לדידיה אחסן. רב אומר קשר מרחב יחסן. רב אומר מרחב יבלבד. איבו אלו. According to Rav Chista, מרחב ימי, תקו. איבו אלו. According to Rav, ידיד ימי. תשמד, יום רב, ידיד ינך לק בשניים. לפיכך ידיד חוב, אין כעס קודש. איבו אלו. הלוקה לרב מי. תשמד, יום רב, חזינתי לדבי חביבי תכתיבו, הלו בחד גיסה וכו בחד גיסה. This is not like Rabbi Shiva and Levi. I mean, Rabbi Shiva, my hallelujah, or actually calling him hallelujah, is hallelujah behilulim harbei. But actually, he himself is quoted otherwise. Pligidi de aditei. Yom Rabbi Shiva and Levi, ba'asara ma'amarot shel shevach ne'amar sefer tehillim. Minitzuach, benigun, b'maskir, b'mizmor, b'shir, b'yashu, b'tehillah, b'tefillah, b'hodah, b'hallelujah. Godol mikulam hallelujah, shekol shem shevach b'vatz achaz. Amr Avira Mishmo Shir Shabbat Ram Moshe Yisrael Amru B'Shar Shalom Min Hayam. But how about Halal? Halal is in the Amr. Yivim Shebeinayim Tiknu Lam Yisrael. Shomrim Oto Akol Perek V'Perek V'Akol Tzor V'Tzor Shalot Tavo Aleyem. Ula Chesh Nigalim Omrim Oto Agu Ula Tam. Tanya. Haya Rabbi Meir Amr Kol Tushpachot Amorot B'Sevetilim Kulon Davin Amram Shinemar Kolu Tfilos David Ben Yishai Atri Kolu Ela Kolelu. Halal is in the Amr. Rabbi Yossi Amr Lazar Ben Yomer Moshe Yisrael Amru B'Shar Shalom Min Hayam. חלוקין עליו חבירב לומר שדוד אמרו אבל I think פיום דבר מדבריהם כזה אף שישראל שחתו הספיסכם נטו להווים ולא אמרו שירה דבר אחר פיסו של מיכה עמי ובאחי וישראל לא אמרו סהלה תן רבן כל שירות ותשפחות שמר דוד בספר תהילים רב אליעזר אומר כנגד עצמו אמרם רב ישע אומר כנגד ציבור אמרם וחכמים אומרים it depends יש מהם כנגד ציבור יש מהם כנגד עצמו האמרות בלשון יחיד כנגד עצמו האמרות בלשון רבים כנגד ציבור Nitzuach and Nigun together mean latid lava. Maskil means Aide Turgaman. The David Mizmor means Mam Shartal of Shechina first, and then he said the Shira. Mizmor le David teaches us that he said the Shira first, and Achar Kach Shartal of Shechina. The Lamdacha, Sheina Shechina Shora, Lomitoch Atzlut, Lomitoch Atzvut, Lomitoch Schok, Lomitoch Kalus Rosh, Lomitoch Dvorn Betelim, Elomitoch Dvar Simcha, Shomitzvah Shemar Kata, Kechuli Menagain, Veayak and Again and Menagain, Et Yelav Yad Hashem. Omrev Yud Omer Rav, Vechein Ledvar Halacha, Omrev Nachman, Vechein Lechalom Tov. Any Omer of Gidl Omer Rav, Kol Tamid Chacham, Yerushev, Vedin Rabo, Vein Sivtov Tav, Notvot Mar, Tichavena, Shinam Sivtov Tav, Shoshanim, Notvot Mar, Over, Altikre Shoshanim, El Sheshonim, Altikre Mor, Over, El Mar, Over, Lokasha, Ab Rabo, Betamida, or Ibaikem Arab, Rabo, Lokasha, Homi Kami, the Potak, Volo, Potak, the Potak, Kyoto Rabo, Mikami, the Potak, the Rabona, Omer Milta, the Bichuta, Batcha Rabon, Rabbi Besav Yati Beimata, Batcha Beshmaitata. Tan Rabon and Alzani Omerbilias and Major Yasol Omerbishash Omna Ya, Hemel Lolon Rasham Lolon Mashiv Roka Kedish Ramlan Lamani Milan Yese. Rabbi Yuda, Hemel Yoshua Yasol Omerbishash Omdole Maki Knan, Hemel Mulon and Lolon Mashiv Roka Kedish. Rabbi Yazur Matoyam at Vorobarakam, Rabishash, Maralim Sisra, Hemel Mulon of Roka Kedish Mashiv Rasam Lamani Milan Yese. Rebelos, when I say I'm a Hiski, obviously, I told Rebishash on Alim Sakhay, I'm Lulu, Mishi Ruaka Kerish Mamer, Rebbe Akiva, I'm a Hanani Michal, as I am Rebishash on Alim Nevuhanetza Russia, him from the Lolon Mashi Ruaka Kerish, Rebbe Sigli on Ramakavest, Rebishash on Alim Aman Russia, him from the Lolon Mashi Ruaka Kerish, called Nolim, the Vim, she been empty to the social members on Toko Perak, now called Saravitz Russia, Lotta Volume. Karoy Mosifim Afatil Minacha Bader Kishtel Ken Yorim Rosh Aluka the Batri Reish Birka Reshit Chokma Yirat Hashem Sechatov L'Choloseyem Aluka the Batri Reish Birka Deme Ketanoi Aleichan Omer Beit Shammai Omerim Ad Aim Abalim Smecha Beit Yedal Omer Ad Chamur Shammai Numoi Tanya Yirach Aleichan Omer Beit Shammai Omerim Ad Betzeit Yisrael Min Bitzrayim Ubeit Yedal Omerim Ad Lolono Hashem Lolono My Lab Bokamik Bidem Naman Yomar Ad Aim Abalim Smecha Salal Luka Reish Birka Man the Omrah but say Israel so look at Sof Birka. Rav Chista says no. Rav Chista matters the time the Kula Yamas are look at Sof Birka. Man the Omrah but say Israel Shapir. Man the Omrah Adim Abinim Smecha means Ad Vyad Bechlal including Halaluka. So why not say Ad Halaluka then? Vechite Ben Lo Yadin Hay Halaluka. So say Ad Halaluka Shal Ema Abinim Smecha. No Kash. Rabba Baravuna Matarza Time, Kuliyama Luka Reish Birka, Mandi Omra Adem Abanim Smecha Shapir, Mandi Omra Ad Betzeit Yisrael, Sovar Ad Velo Ad Bechlal. Okay, so say Ad by the Halaluka Velo Ad Bechlal. Vechite Midlo Yadin and Hai Halaluka, Nema Ad Halaluka Shabetzeit Yisrael Mimitzrayim. No, gosh. Vechotin Begula, Omarava, Kriyachma Valel Gaal Yisrael, Saluta Go El Yisrael, Tam Rach Mininu. Omri Gzeret Kiddusha Asher Kiddushanu V'mitzvotah V'tzivanu D'tzoluta Kaddeshenu V'mitzvotah Maitayma Rak Minu Omri Vacha Bayak V'tzorach Shiaskir Yisrael Mitzrayim V'kiddush Hayom K'tivach Alaman Tizkorat Yom K'tivach Alaman Zichorat Yom HaShabbat Omri Rabba Barav Shilat Tzoluta Matzmiach Ker Nishua D'haftarat Amagin David V'asiti Lach Hashem Gadol K'shem HaGdolim HaShabbat Tzarim V'yaseh Zeho Shomrim Magin David Omri Bishben Barakish V'eskele goy gadol, zeh shomrim Elokei Avraham, v'arecha, zeh shomrim Elokei Yitzchak, v'agadol shemecha, zeh shomrim Elokei Yaakov, yocho yechotmim bekulam, tamud omer v'heyei bracha, b'cha chotmim v'en chotmim bekulam. Omer rava ashkachtino l'sabit pumbatita d'yatvi v'kamri, b'shabbat, abein b'tzilut, abein b'kiddush b'kadosh ha-shabbat, b'yumatav, abein b'tzilut, abein b'kiddush b'kadosh ha-shabbat v'azmanim, v'amin elu'ana ad-rava, t'tzilut, abein b'shabbat, abein b'yumatav, abein b'kadosh ha-shabbat v'azmanim, בקידושה, בשבת ובקדש השבת, ביומתו ובקדש שרוב הזמן. ואנא מן התאמין לדעי ותאמין לדחו. תאמין לדחו, שבת הקביע וקיימה, בין מצוות ובין קידוש ובקדש השבת. יומתה ודי ישראל ודקבי, דקבי, דמקבי ירחי וקבי לשני, בקדש שרוב הזמן. תאמין לדעים, צלות דברה במיתה מקדש ישראל, Kiddush Rebiyachid Ita. So Bishabbos Bekadosh Shabbos Rebiyom Tam Bekadosh Shabbos Zman. But his fur is wrong, says the Gemara Rava's fur, because Salut Rebiyachid Mileta Kiddush Barabim Mileta. Whereas Rava's fur is Zilbatar Iker. Ula Barab Nachit Kamele Rava. I'm a Kesavdi Ben Batit. V'lam Rava Lomide. I'm a Hadar Be Rava. Rav Natan Avud Ravuna Bered Rav Natan Nachit Kamei Rav Papa. Omer Kisavish Ben Petita Vishabche Rav Papa. Omer Ravina, I once was equal to Surah Kamei Marima. Menachit Kamei Shluch De Tzibura. Viomer Kisavish Ben Petita. Vam Meshakle Kulei Alma. Omer Lo Na Shavku Hilchot Kisavish Ben Petita. At that point, Lo Avim Meshakilun.